It's Monday, May 14th, 2012. Thanks for tuning in to this special Australia and New Zealand episode of The Sounds in My Head. Do you come from a land down under? The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It was a very normal night. I was attending a party and I had many different drinks made of sweet fermented fruit. I convinced myself of certain little things. I convinced myself on a bed of strings. But home is just the rent where the goody kids repent and the blue tack posters infiltrate my
Oh man, what a great song to open up this special Australia and New Zealand music episode of The Sounds in My Head. That's right, the whole episode's going to be bands from Australia and New Zealand, and that song that we started the show with, so good, if a little bit sweary. Sorry about that. Sorry to start off the show with straight up swearing, but I couldn't help it. It's such a great song. I love it so much. That's a band from Brisbane, Australia. They're called Ballpark Music, and the song was called IFLA, otherwise known as I Fucking Love You. It's from their album Happiness and Surrounding Suburbs. Totally great song. The album itself is pretty good too, but that song in particular really reminded me of Pavement. So I just love it, and the song is so catchy. It's like it's just perfect way to start off this Australia and New Zealand episode. Speaking of bands from Brisbane, how about this one? They're called Hungry Kids of Hungary, and they're not from Hungary. They're from Brisbane, Australia, but they're pretty great anyway. They've got this first song that I'm going to play. It's called Scattered Diamonds, and man, it is just a direct Vampire Weekend just knockoff. It's like they were like, what's great about Vampire Weekend? Oh, let's just do that. So they kind of cribbed. I mean, very specifically, I'm all for bands liking other bands and kind of being inspired by it. But this song is just like, it's like two clicks away from Oxford Comma. It's just such a similar, it's a little bit awkward, I'd say. So we're gonna hear that one, Scattered Diamonds. And then we're gonna hear Coming Around, second song. This band is sort of like Vampire Weekend meets The Generationals. It's like, you know, how to think of Hungry Kids of Hungary. But pretty good stuff. So here we go, Hungry Kids of Hungary with Scattered Diamonds and Coming Around from their album Escapes. Where else but on this special Australia and New Zealand episode of The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
overseas where Australian Rupert Murdoch finds himself still in a spot of trouble in Great Britain simply because several of his newspapers hacked the phones of celebrities, politicians, a 13-year-old murder victim, and the relatives of some killed in action British soldiers and allegedly bribed Scotland Yard detectives to help with the cover-up. I could go on, but I know many of you are probably eating in the next 24 hours. And... but of course, Mr. Murdoch has already answered for those crimes against decency last July.
Mr. Murdoch, do you accept that ultimately you are responsible for this whole fiasco?
No.
Come on, Murdoch. If you're not responsible, who is responsible?
You're not responsible. Who is responsible?
The people that I trusted to run it, and then maybe the people they trusted.
My God. This scandal goes all the way to the bottom. Come on, Rupert Murdoch, don't on my chest and tell me it's Vegemite.
Taking me for a ride.
Oh man, more great music right back there. We heard the last two songs, Architecture in Helsinki from Melbourne, Australia. That was the song Escapee from their most recent album, Moment Bends. And Moment Bends came out last year, but I never put anything on the show from it because I just didn't really like the album all that much. Moment Bends, just not their finest work. Though, Escapee, my favorite song off it, I think that's a 5-star, even if most of the album's 3 stars. Or less. Okay, after that, we heard Cut Copy, also from Melbourne. That was the song Take Me Over from their most recent album, Zonoscope, which I played some stuff from pre-release. Like, he released some singles before Zonoscope came out, and then once Zonoscope came out, I felt like I'd already played so many things by Cut Copy, I just never put anything on from it. But Take Me Over is a great song. It's the one we heard just before I started blabbering on. And if you like Cut Copy, you're going to like Ben Browning, who I'm not playing on the show, but he's got a new EP. It's just come out, and he's the bass player from Cut Copy, and his stuff kind of sounds a lot like Cut Copy, actually. So you should look for Ben Browning. Look for links to that and everything I talk about and places where you can buy everything I play on the Sounds of My Head at the Sounds of My Head website, thesoundsinmyhead.com. All right, speaking of things from Australia, this next band is called Deep Sea Arcade, and they're from Sydney. And we're going to hear 2 tracks. First, The Devil Won't Take You, and then Lonely in Your Arms. They're both from their album Outlands, which came out this year, a recent release. And they're also kind of similar to Generationals, if I had to think of who this band is, kind of sounds like to me. But they're so super good, so you're totally going to like this Deep Sea Arcade business. It's some quality stuff. Here we go, without further ado, Deep Sea Arcade with The Devil Won't Take You, followed by Lonely in Your Arms, right now on this special Australia and New Zealand episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Take you away, you're asking me. to New Zealand. Beautiful scenery. It's like Lord of the Rings. We've got interesting attractions, a toothbrush fence. Imagine that, a whole fence made out of toothbrushes, over 50 toothbrushes. Bungee jumping. You like bungee jumping, sir? New Zealand. Where's Brett? Is there any sign of him? I'm running out of attractions.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, how great were those last two songs? Weren't those really good? Those were super, super good. There's a band from Auckland, New Zealand called Princess Chelsea, and the two songs we heard were Machines of Loving Grace, which I assume is not a reference to the poem, but to the Adam Curtis documentary series. And then after that, we heard The Cigarette Duet. They're both from her debut recent album called Lil Golden Book, and both so super great from a super fantastic album, really great Lil Golden Book. If you like those two songs, definitely pick it up. If you're listening to those and like, man, this is just the Brunettes. It's got to be the Brunettes. And they're also from Auckland. It's got to be the Brunettes. The Cigarette Duet, that does feature Jonathan from the Brunettes, but it is not the Brunettes. And actually, she is not Heather from the Brunettes. So the Brunettes are Jonathan and Heather, the two people in the Brunettes. And this is not Heather. She just sounds just like her. It's kind of crazy. And boy, do I love those two songs and everything off that record. It's super great. So if you like those two, definitely want to pick up Princess Chelsea. Fantastic stuff right there. Speaking of great bands from Auckland, how about this one? They're called Cut Off Your Hands. We're going to hear two tracks, Fooling No One and You Should Do Better. They're both from their new album called Hollow, which is totally solid stuff. And these two songs, Fooling No One in particular, I mean, these are just such great songs. I had their last album too, and there's actually a song from Cut Off Your Hands' last album that I almost put on the show, but I never did. So I've never put Cut Off Your Hands on the show before, but I almost did once, and I like this new album better than their last album, which is probably why I never put anything on from that last record. Anyway, whatever, here we go. These two songs are great, so check it out. Fooling No One and You Should Do Better, both from Cut Off Your Hands from Auckland, New Zealand, right here on this special Australia and New Zealand episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Each day so numb. What do you think we should do?
I think you got to use honesty here. I mean, you know, it's always the best policy. Like the other day there was five, well, maybe it was like four really hot foreign chicks, either like Swedish or Korean in my shop.
Wow.
And they're like, Dave, we want to have a five-way with you. And I just told them, honestly, okay. Then I just gave it to them hard. And that's the best way to go. And then after that, they're like, hey, will you marry us? And I was like, excuse me, but I don't think monogamy is legal in this country. I don't know where you're from. But you gotta try honesty. It works the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should tell them the truth.
You smoke pot and you're sleeping in mid-afternoon with your friends down at Parliament. But I'm a guy with a suit and a tie. I use the front door, I do bring a smile. He's a conservative. I'm a respectable guy. Just a respectable guy. I got straight A's, you barely passed. You couldn't figure out school, but you still think that you're smart. I majored in science, and you sat through arts. You wanna be a writer, but you're not very good. He's a conservative. You went on tour with a band. I had kids, I'm a family man. You're gonna get old and you live alone, and you fill your house with the records you own. That sounds kinda sad, and I'm not gonna lie. My life would be great, I'm a conservative guy.
He's a conservative.
I'm a respectable guy.
He's a conservative.
Just a respectable guy. Dick. I hope you go and drown in the ditch. I hope you throw yourself off the roof, cause you're breathing my air, and you're spending my tax while I'm pulling your weight and I'm scratching your back.
He's a conservative.
I'm a respectable guy.
He's a conservative.
Just a respectable guy.
He's a conservative.
Respectable guy.
He's a conservative.
I don't know how you guys do things in Europe.
New Zealand.
Yeah, probably. But in America, if you want to spend some time with the ladies, you got to show them some sausage.
Girl, you make me want to hop into a tiny plane and meet you on the beach for a holiday. Girl, you make me want to skip off work to kiss your lips, to write you notes and all of that shit.
We think it's creepy.
No, I'm just crazy about her and I'm not sorry.
He needs to cut it out. We think it's creepy.
No, I'm just crazy about her and I'm not sorry.
He needs to cut it out.
Girl, don't listen to the guys. I think they're kinda high. I think they're kinda jealous and bitter. And I know you like to dance. On Friday, let's go dancing together.
We think he's creepy.
No, I'm just crazy about her and I'm not sorry.
He needs to cut it out. We think he's creepy.
No, I'm just crazy about her and I'm not sorry.
He needs to cut it out.
Side. I think I'd stab myself with a pencil.
My God, did you hear what he just said? Don't let him near your bed. He must have been abused as a child.
Girl, you know it's just a laugh. I would never do that stuff. I'm not creepy and you have to believe me. And girl, I love you so damn much. I'll buy you heaps of stuff and we could be so happy together. Just crazy about her and I'm not sorry.
He needs to cut it out. We think he's creepy.
No, I'm just crazy about her and I'm not sorry.
He needs to cut it out. We think he's creepy.
Oh man, those are some funny songs. Those are great songs we just heard. We heard two songs in a row by a band from Wellington, New Zealand. They're called the Eversons, and pretty great stuff right there. We heard I'm a Conservative, followed by Creepy, and really funny, great work. Those are both from, I pulled them from the Eversons EP, which is the only place you can get the I'm a Conservative song. Creepy is also on their brand new album, which just came out, but I liked I'm a Conservative so much that I wanted to put that on, and so I just put Creepy on too, since it's on both the EP and the album. Anyway, the Eversons, pretty great stuff right there if you like those two tracks. It's kind of like Art Brut, but from New Zealand. You know what I mean? It's like, that's how I describe them. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, it's a band from Dunedin, New Zealand. They're called Two Cartoons, and a pretty great band. They got a new EP that just came out recently called Jelly Tip Lips, and we're going to hear a great song off it called Better Coast. And the way I heard of this song is a friend of mine worked on the music video for this song, and he actually has a guest appearance in the music video. So if you watch the music video, you'll see a guy with a beard. He looks like he needs to shave. That's my buddy Andy. And you might remember Andy if you're a longtime listener of the show. He actually guest hosted an episode many years ago. And now he's working on music videos for Two Cartoons down yonder in the South Island of New Zealand. So here we go. Better Coast by Two Cartoons. Finishing up this special Australia and New Zealand episode of The Sounds in My Head. Yeah. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was 5-4=Unity by Pavement. I also talked over The Warm Heart of Africa, the Architecture in Helsinki remix featuring Ezra Cohen of Vampire Weekend by The Very Best. I also talked over Monkey Eats Bananas and Ice Region Reprise, both by Princess Chelsea. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, become a fan on Facebook, follow me in Twitter, look for links to everything I talk about at soundsofmyhead.com, and we'll see you again the next time I have an episode, which will be in the future.